Earlier this week, a Muslim woman and the Fulton County justice system made headlines, centering around the woman's refusal to remove her headscarf in a courtroom. This case is under investigation, and it's still not clear exactly why the woman ended up in handcuffs and sentenced to 10 days in jail. But beyond the legal details of what happened that day is the meeting of religion and the law, as Georgia Gazette commentator Melody Moisey explains.
A Douglasville municipal court barred entry to a Muslim woman on Tuesday, claiming a policy forbidding so-called headgear in the courtroom. After stating that she had been permitted entry into other courtrooms before, the woman, Lisa Valentin, was still denied entry. Upon leaving, she allegedly uttered an expletive and was immediately handcuffed, taken before a judge, and sentenced to 10 days in jail. But she was released that same night after the Council on American Islamic Relations got involved. This was the second incident of a Muslim woman being denied entry into the same courtroom in as many weeks. As an attorney and a member of the Georgia Bar, I am disgusted and embarrassed by this blatantly unconstitutional abuse of power in a Georgia court, a court surely familiar with Jim Crow's persistent resistance to the U.S. Constitution. But as a Muslim woman, I am not surprised. Accounts of discrimination against Muslims, particularly Muslim women who choose to wear the hijab, have become increasingly common since 9/11. Still, so many Muslim women like Ms. Valentin are fighting back and refusing to abandon their religious beliefs in the face of this kind of egregious discrimination. Yet Muslim women continue to be seen by so much of the American public as oppressed and controlled by our fathers or our husbands, especially if we choose to put some fabric on our heads. If only they would get off the topic of what's on our heads, they might learn a little about what's in our heads. And what's in this Muslim American woman's head? I doubt this court would force a nun to take off the headgear portion of her habit, or a Jewish man to remove his yarmulke, or for that matter, a child to remove her actual headgear. You know, that metal thing kids wear around their heads to help straighten their teeth. The kind Stan's older sister wears on South Park, and the kind I made so much fun of my older sister for wearing as a kid. Sure, Americans are fully entitled to make fun of Muslims, Jews, Christians, and children for their religious or other cranial attire. But when a court bars the entry of a religious minority for freely expressing her religion, it is not merely mocking and humiliating that woman. It is mocking and humiliating the whole of our justice system.
Melody Moisey is the Atlanta-based author of War on Error, Real Stories of American Muslims.